he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History. Welcome to our program of Hymn History. We trust that we've included some hymns and gospel songs that you like to hear. The men's group from the Bob Jones University Radio Choir start off with a beautiful hymn of supplication, Remember Me.
When storms around are sweeping, when on my watch I'm keeping, mid fires of evil falling, mid tempter voices calling, remember me, Almighty One, remember me, Almighty One. When walking on my sojourn, control is great emotion, when from his danger shrinking, when in his breath he's sinking, remember me, Almighty One, remember me.
He never hath failed me yet, and never a day nor an hour but mine uttermost need is met. Though I dwell in the midst of foes, yet there is my table spread, and his presence wraps me round, and his wings are over my head. Father and infinite God, my refuge and fortress rock, where I hide from the tempest wrath and feel not the earthquake shock. So I bide with a soul serene and a heart that is undismayed. He is my strength and my shield. Of whom shall I be afraid? I will trust and not be afraid. I have seen, I have heard, I have known this mighty and terrible God hath called me and made me his own. Dread not, faint not, he hath said, for the battle belongs to me. Go forth with a song of praise, and my victory thou shalt see. And where I go, he will go, and he knoweth the way I take. He is with me in the end, and he will not fail nor forsake. They that trust in the Lord shall never be moved nor swayed. Fear not, he hath said unto me, and why should I be afraid?
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is God's gracious command. In all thy ways acknowledge him, so shalt thou dwell in the land. him and be not afraid. Trust in the Lord, O troubled soul. Rest in the arms of his care. Whatever thy lot, it mattereth not, for nothing trouble thee there. Trust in the Lord, O troubled soul. Nothing can trouble thee there.
Clouds had begun to gather about 5 o'clock, but we paid little attention. The smooth purr of the motor was music in my ears.
My stomach says it's time to eat.
That was Billy, our 9-year-old. Susan, just turned 6, quickly replied,
Me too.
As a dutiful mother, my wife Helen took up the challenge.
All right, help me look for a good place.
Just then the wind freshened noticeably, and a spatter of rain blew across the windshield. In another 5 minutes, it was coming down so hard I had to slow down to a crawl. By 5:30, we stopped entirely. A long line of stalled cars stretched ahead of us.
Looks like the road is washed out up there.
If the road's washed out, we can't get home tonight. We'll have to sleep in the car.
Oh, goody, let's sleep in the car. I've never slept in the car before.
It's not as nice as you'd imagine, Susan.
Twilight was brief and brought no let-up in the rush of water.
Hey, Daddy, there's water coming in here.
In another few minutes, the water began to wash over our feet. Helen glanced at me with intense concern on her face. I tried to look unworried and sound matter-of-fact as I said, Come on, kids. Let's see who can wade up to that bank the quickest. We had barely reached the bank when the water began to rise so fast that I knew we couldn't stay there for long.
Do you suppose we could find refuge in those trees?
There's a big one in the center of the grove. Let's try it. Getting the whole family settled on the 2 strongest limbs was no small task, but at least it warmed us up for a while. The rain had thoroughly drenched us. The wind howled angrily and shook the tree. I prayed, Lord, we are thy children, bought by the precious blood of the Lamb. Watch over us and keep us for Jesus' sake. The wind blew stronger and seemed to be pulling and tugging to snatch us off our perch. I clung to Billy and Helen to Susan. The children were white from fright. Then the words came to mind. The winds and the waves shall obey my will. Peace, be still. I began to sing.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh.
Within the next 15 minutes, the storm had abated and left us safely clinging to the tree. We slept the rest of the night in the branches. When the dawn came, we looked with haggard eyes across a placid sea. The whole countryside was one huge ocean. Best of all, we saw moving swiftly toward us rescue boats.
We're saved, Daddy, we're saved. The Lord saved us.
And we must never forget to thank and praise His name.
My heart was filled with praise. The Lord had proved to us in a certain way that He is indeed the master of ocean and earth and skies.
Oh,
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
We hear thy voice.